screaming. Ee, ee, you know, little spider monkey. And I got up and woke my wife up.
Was there water in the house?
No, at that time it wasn't in there. But it was all the way up in the yard. In other words, when I stepped out to go get my monkey, I was about waist deep. The house was up off the ground, you see. Uh-huh. And it was kind of on the hill. And the monkey was down the hill, you know.
Yeah.
So the time I got to the monkey, I was about almost to my belt line, you know. And it eventually came up while we had to got everything in the store up about 3 or 4 feet in the store. We had to lost all that stuff, you know. And it was just ships broke loose at the yard, you know, and just limbs broken, and there were several people missing. I know a couple of them that got killed. Old man White, they got caught down in the marshes, you know, in boats.
Yeah.
I had a cousin stayed, they found him about several days later after the hurricane, you know, down in the marshes. He went from about 165 pounds down to about 103, I think, something like that. But he eventually lived. And, of course, we went through the 69 hurricane, you know. Hurricanes are rough. I've never left one.
What about the wind, man?
Well, the winds in the 69 hurricane were clocked at approximately 150 mile an hour gust, you know, in this area. Now, down the coast in Biloxi and Gulfport, they were reported to reach 200 miles per hour, you know. And there was so-called hurricane-proof homes down there that were just obliterated, you know, just like you take a big bulldozer, you know, and knock them down.
Yeah.
And, but right in my area, we had pine trees 80 foot tall, you know, that were just bending at 45 degree angles. And even more so than that, I was looking any minute. In fact, there was two or three of them that were uprooted, I mean, in the sense of the word that they didn't fall completely, you know. Just the tap root still holding, see.
And the wind did
it, yeah.
What'd you call it when you had a real heavy rain that only lasted a little while?
Frog grinder.
Okay. And if it'd been rainy and the clouds in the break, the sun's coming out, you know, you'd say that was what was happening. You'd say, you believe it's finally
clear enough.
Okay. What about if it's raining but not very hard, just kind of a little,
like an April shower?
Yeah, just kind of not real hard, you know,
just a sprinkle.
And what kind of day would you call it when it was just, lots of black clouds everywhere?
Well, in other words, that was a dreary day.
Dreary day. Okay. And then there was something maybe that come in off the river and cover everything you could see, put your hand in front of
fog.
Yeah, you'd say it got real...
real foggy.
Now, did y'all ever have any times here where you go without rain for a long time?
Yeah, we have droughts. Sometimes you get too much rain, you know.
Yeah.
But there were times when you really wished it would rain. And of course, back in them days, it made it bad when you had a dry spell, you know, a drought.